flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Throughout the show, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. They're hitting Eagle Bank Arena March 7th. So listen for your chance to win. We'll definitely give away some tickets in this 6 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. I believe we had 3 pair of tickets to give away throughout the show. So stay tuned for your chance to win some tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters.
A lot of the names are being released, obviously, yesterday from the plane crash. It's just devastating. And a lot of locals, obviously. Mm-hmm. 67 people on total, and 60 passengers. And you're hearing the names now. There was a full family from Ashburn. Two girls went to Trailside Middle School, which is right down the street from my house.
Yeah.
They're actually friends of a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
The Livingston family, the entire family, dad, mom, 2 daughters. So Peter, Donna, Everly is 11, and Lydia 14 on the plane.
Oh.
So you got to be thinking
it's
about them.
Gut-wrenching, yeah.
And then I guess Drabby got an email yesterday from a listener who said that there was a bunch of guys from Southern Maryland that were on a hunting trip in Kansas. They were all from Charles County, St. Mary's, Calvert County. And there were 10 of them.
Wow.
And 7 of them flew back. 3 of them drove back because they drove all the equipment back, the guns and whatever else they had out there. And so 7 of them were on the plane. Jonathan Boyd, Steve Johnson, Mikey Stovall, Tommy Claggett, Jesse Pitcher, Charlie McDaniel, Alex Huffman. And the other 3 guys obviously weren't on the plane, so they survived. And so hearts and thoughts go out to everybody. The Livingston family and all those guys, and of course, everybody else that was on that plane.
I mean, not that they should have it, but those 3 guys, they're going to have that survivor guilt.
Like, yeah.
Why were we the ones in the car and the other 7 of our buddies perished in the accident? Mm-hmm. It's just,
yeah.
I mean, feel for them.
The local news was doing live shots out at the Ashburn Iceplex.
I saw some of those clips.
Because there was a lot of Loudoun County, former Loudoun County public school students and current.
Right.
You know, it does hit home, like, because everyone thinks about their own kids and stuff. Like, I know we were going to do something, fly somewhere, and Kate would be home. And I know families where they'll fly separately. I think that's it's extreme.
It's extreme. I've done that before. My kids were younger. I don't fly a lot. But, you know, when my kids were, like, 7 and 5 and whatever, like, my wife and I sometimes took separate flights because we didn't want to.
Some people do that.
And it's an extreme. I understand.
You don't really need to do it, but it's, man, it's almost, yeah. It's just, the whole thing is just horrific.
Horrible. We'll get into it a little bit more a little bit later. Wanted to touch on a couple things in the world of sports. So you had the Caps and the Wizards playing last night. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk to the Wizards head coach coming up at 8.
Yeah, we went over.
Which is a tough interview, man.
I mean, honestly.
They're 6-41.
They're 6-41. I'm going to just be brutally honest. He doesn't really care about the media. Brian Keefe, I met him. Nice guy. He didn't care about the media. How? What can he say? Yeah. They're the worst in the league in defense. They've got them. They're on a historic losing streak. He is in between a rock and a hard place because he wants to be competitive and develop players. But, you know, he's got to rack up some dubs. Yeah, hit some dubs.
And this is a tough one to take to your next employer and show them this body of work. And it's not all his fault. He knows what he's in for as far as it's a tear down and rebuild.
But he didn't think it was going to be like this.
It's particularly brutal.
I mean, are
they going to win three more games? Because that would be, that's the worst record in NBA history, wins.
I think they will.
I mean, I would think nine wins, they can get there.
There are no signals that I'm seeing that show they're going to win three more games.
They have six, and who's next?
Oh, the next worst team?
Ten wins, maybe?
Something like that, 10 or 11.
So they have about half.
But this is what I wanted to bring up.
Utah has 10 wins. They're 10-36 or 10-38, something like that.
So they played the Lakers. All right. LeBron is still getting it done. It's pretty impressive. Finishes with 24 points, 11 assists, and 3 rebounds. His son is on this trip. He got playing time the game before, and he, in some eyes, embarrassed himself.
Yeah.
J.J. Redick, after the game, the head coach, said he shouldn't have played him.
He shouldn't have played him, right?
But what did
LeBron
do?
LeBron went 0-for-5 in that game.
What did he do that was so awful?
He was just not good.
He missed every shot,
turnovers,
and he got blown by on defense.
But why would you not play him? You can't anticipate that he would do that.
It's what the head coach said.
Yeah.
The next day, so I happened to see a clip that went viral.
Is that what it is?
I happened to see a clip that went viral. Stephen A. Smith on his show, you know, did this emotional segment about LeBron. You got to shut this down.
Right.
Like, this is, you know, like he's like, LeBron, you're one of the greatest players of all time, essentially. You know better than this. This is embarrassing. You can't do this to your son. This is embarrassing. So last night, Bronny gets in garbage time because, look,
The Lakers
were up 42-39 after one at halftime.
No, 42-29.
Yeah, 42-29. The halftime score was even worse because they outscored the Wizards 36-16 in the second quarter.
78-45.
So it's 78-45 at the half, EB. There's going to be extended garbage time. So Bronny got 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. All right. He was 1-for-6 from the field. So he did score. He did get to the foul line. I thought this was hilarious. You want to talk about a troll job? Valdez, can you play the clip? This is what happened when Bronny James went to the foul line at Capital One Arena.
This is a nice comeback game for Bronny. It really is. Everywhere we go. We're not kidding. Everywhere we go,
they cheer for him. Not everywhere they cheer the MVP, though.
Oh. Yeah, wow.
They were chanting MVP, mocking him.
I don't think I could stomach going to Capital One to watch a Wizards game when either the Lakers or the Warriors are in town. Just because it's going to be 90% Lakers or Warriors fans in the building.
Well, maybe
they're
going to
invade the building. Probably the Celtics, too.
The Celts, yeah.
They called it a nice comeback game for him because he was 1-for-6 from the field.
I mean, look, it's a farce. He's averaging 0.6 points and 0.5 rebounds.
And he only plays games.
What are we doing here? It's a LeBron vanity project.
That's what it is.
He wants to play with his kid.
Of course.
He's the most powerful person in the NBA, so he made it happen. I mean, this is what you get.
I'm looking at his game log. Oh, my God. I think he's only made 2 baskets all year.
Yeah,
he's 2-for-22.
This is the least surprising run out I've ever seen.
2-for-22 on the season.
I mean, his field goal percentage is 9.
Is anybody surprised?
I feel bad for the kid because unless he just went to his dad and said, well, he obviously didn't. He said, you know what? I'm going to go to the NBA. He could have said, I want to play more college basketball.
Right.
He didn't. But I feel bad for him because he clearly is not, he could be the worst player in the league.
He's taken 9 3-pointers, hasn't made one.
And he's only there because of one reason.
Right.
He does make his free throws, 5 for 5. But he's taken 22 shots in all of the games that he's played. And he's made 2.
This is one where Bronny has to pull his dad aside behind a closed door and say, look, I'm going to go do something else because this is freaking embarrassing. I'm going to go do Twitch streams or whatever it is, whatever he wants to do with his life. The world's his oyster. He's rich. He's young. He can do a million things.
Well, I've seen LeBron.
But being an NBA player is not one of those
things. I've seen LeBron being interviewed about it, and he goes, yeah, I mean, Bronny doesn't need money. I mean, you know, he has whatever he needs.
Yeah.
He just wants to play.
Hey, your boy Koulibaly scored one more point than Bronny.
He
had one more bucket.
Okay, well, here's a bulletin.
2 for 6.
Here's a bulletin to Bronny, you and everybody else that loves to troll my man Koulibaly.
Yeah.
He's not trolling Koulibaly. He's trolling you.
I'm just pointing out the numbers.
Fine. Koulibaly will be playing NBA basketball a decade from now. Bronny will not be.
Okay.
So
I'm just pointing out the numbers.
I'm very comfortable in my position. Now, I'd like to see a little more from him, but again, I'm going to keep defending him because it's what I do, and he's only 20 years old.
But like Eric said, they're dead last in the league in defense. They're giving up 122 a game. I believe they are dead last in the league in 3-point percentage, or maybe 3-pointers allowed per game. I think it's 14.5 or 15. They've got to be one of the worst shooting teams.
I guess we just have to say to them, like, just focus on the development of those core players. And although I did notice that Bob Carrington didn't even start the other day. Is he, like, been bumped out of the starting lineup? I thought he was starting for a lot of the time.
I think he started for a while. That maybe,
still contributed.
Was that when Kuzma was kind of out? Because remember Kuzma was in and out?
Maybe that's when it was.
Yeah, and now Kuzma's back.
Wizards.
But Kuzma was 3 for 14.
Do you know
last
what their shooting percentage was in the game last night?
Yeah, 31.
31%.
Yeah. Well, just get back to Bronny for a second.
That's from all field goals.
Yeah,
22% from 3-point.
Right. Bronny's for the season is 9%.
Right. Yeah.
I've never seen a single digit field goal percentage after multiple games.
Here's the thing about Bronny's.
Right, I've never seen that.
He's 0 for 9 on threes. But the rest means he's missing layups and some gimmies too.
Hmm.
Now, this is one.
It's embarrassing.
This is one where it should reach the top levels of the game. Your guy, Adam Silver, should get together with LeBron and say, This is an embarrassment.
No one's going to say
You're embarrassing your kid.
But look, the Lakers can do whatever they want to do.
Sure.
Yeah, private organization. They can do whatever
they
want.
They're not going to do something that LeBron doesn't want.
Yeah, no one's going to say anything. He's going to get away with it as long as he's in the league. And then when he's gone, Bronny will fade away.
I don't know if this is true or not, but LeBron's point, like a year ago before he entered the league, when he would say, well, my kid could play with, I don't remember the number, he was like half the guys in the league, is, look, the Wizards got Johnny Davis on the court. We've seen him for 3 years. We know he can't play. And there are other guys out there.
There's no reason to think that Johnny Davis is any better than Bronny.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the end of the bench,
sure
guys.
Is. Sure there is. He shoots 41% from the field. What's Bronny?
He's 100 times better than Bronny.
He runs circles around Bronny. And he stinks. I know he stinks.
I don't know. It's hard for me to hype him up.
He's Wilt Chamberlain compared to Bronny.
It's hard for me to hype him up. But okay, if you say so.
I'm not hyping him up. I'm hyping him up compared to Bronny.
Meanwhile, your guy, as Jason pointed out, had one more point than Bronny.
It's fine. Look, he had a rough night. Just like everybody else on the team had a rough night.
So the Wiz play at Minnesota on Saturday.
That's another one where I'm betting whatever I have left in my nut.
Big, huge loss.
Just money line on the Timberwolves.
Then they go to Charlotte. Now, they've beaten Charlotte this year, but they've also lost to Charlotte. It seems like they play Charlotte once a week.
Right.
But it's a road game. They'll probably lose that game. Then they go to Brooklyn. I don't think Brooklyn's horrible.
Brooklyn's not good.
Yeah, but I don't know what their record is, but they've beaten some good teams when I've paid attention.
Brooklyn, they're 15-33.
Okay,
they're no good.
So they're not. All right.
But
they'll probably got to get a win against
Wizards.
Either Brooklyn or Charlotte to break the streak.
I don't think they're going to beat either of those
teams. They're
both
road games. Like, I wouldn't expect them to win.
Can you believe we haven't talked to the head coach of the Wizards since before the season started?
Yeah.
And we're going to have him on during a 16-game losing streak.
Well, again, that's why I say you have to just talk about, like,
we just got to be honest
Keyshawn.
With them.
Yeah. We just got to talk about the good.
They
Sars playing better.
They came out with something. They actually have the most representatives on the Rising Stars game.
I guess that's the thing.
Got three guys in the Rising Stars game.
So the reason I said Brooklyn was decent was because they beat Milwaukee twice, because I saw that they beat Milwaukee at Milwaukee twice.
Yeah.
So I thought, yeah, they might not be that bad, but they've lost like eight of the last nine. I mean, still don't think the Wiz are going to beat them. And then they come home, and the Wiz are going to play Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland's like 40 and
that's
9.
That's an L. Yeah.
Then they're going to play, I just had it. They're going to play, Atlanta. My boy Mike Bray will be coming to town. They're not going to beat Atlanta. And then I think they're playing Charlotte again. But they could be 6 and like 50.
I mean, the only losses that are even remotely close during this streak, they lost by 10 at the Suns. And they lost by 6 to the Sixers. Every other game is a complete bloodbath.
Yeah.
Like 30-plus point losses, 25-point losses.
It's going to go down as one of the worst teams in NBA history.
We've witnessed a lot
of
bad
one of the worst five, maybe.
Wizards teams over the years. A lot of bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even close to this team.
Yeah.
This is by far the worst. By leaps and bounds.
Do you think the next time they win a round in the playoffs, you'll be alive?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say, but I think it might be a different decade. Could be the 30s instead of the 20s.
I mean, I definitely don't see it happening.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
I don't see them winning a round in the playoffs the next.
Hey, don't forget we're doing a Wizards Altcast a week from tonight.
It's good sales.
Hey, Monumental Sports.
Cops played last night, and you know, by the time I got my kid to bed, read a book.
Yeah.
Ramona Quimby, mm-hmm. Third grader.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I put it on and they were down at one point by a couple goals. Yeah. And I put it on and it was like Ovi goal, Stromer goal.
Yeah, look, they got to overtime at the end of a long road
point.
Trip. They salvaged the point.
Yeah, good.
I mean, great road trip for the Caps.
Ovi scores again.
Ovi's 19 away.
19 away.
You need to grab the...
I need to click it over.
The bobblehead and do the tracker bit.
Yep. 876. There we go.
It'll be interesting because they play Winnipeg tomorrow night. Those are the
yes.
two best teams in the league.
Right.
Washington and Winnipeg.
Should be a good one at Cap One.
At Cap One, yeah.
Hey, right now, 10th caller. We told you we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. 10th caller, you'll win the 4-pack of tickets. That's coming up March 7th at Eagle Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Coming up next, it looks like we have another Deshaun Watson situation in the NFL.